Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to BOLLandBranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to Petrified. This episode, Whatever Way the Light Hits It.
Little animals. Look what they've done to you. Well, no worries, Mary. I'll have you clean in no time.
What's that they've written on your sock bite?
Originality obviously isn't their thing.
Thankfully, they're also too stupid to know magic marker washes off with a bit of scrubbing.
You poor thing. I'll bring it up in mass about moving your grotto nearer the chapel where I can keep an eye on you.
This is happening just a bit too much.
Put in a good word for me with your son and shine down a few blessings, won't you?
Father. Father Finbar. Oh, I can't breathe. I can't breathe.
Angela, I didn't think you could move at that clip.
A lot of unusual things are happening today. I have the most amazing news. I think you're going to be very happy.
I can't wait to hear it so.
The statue, Father, the statue of Our Lady in the chapel. It... Look.
Blessed Virgin.
Now she's doing it as well.
What?
Oh, most blessed mother of all the saints. She moved. Father, she moved.
Are you bringing the mics?
No, I'll come back for them. I'll get the footage of the statue first.
It's like a festival.
Two things are guaranteed to get Irish people out in crowds. The sun and miracles.
Apparently, we have a combo of both. Look, that's Father Finbar.
Where?
Up by the church doors, talking to the two women.
He looks manic.
Wouldn't you if you'd witnessed a statue of Mary basically confirming your faith?
If I saw a statue moving, I'd lay off the whiskey.
You should really be doing that anyway, you Alco. You right?
Yep. I wonder will lightning strike you as you go through the door?
If it doesn't, we'll know it's the priests who have the problem with my accursed kind, not the big man himself.
Are you back talking to Trish?
She's not returning my calls. Anyway. Father Finbar.
Yes. Oh, I see you have the camera. Miss Bowden.
Ashley. Yeah, that's me. And this is George.
Hello, Curious George.
All right.
Lovely weather. Great crowd.
It sure is.
You must have had a long drive. I'll take you in to see it now. Father Bertram is going to give the mass out here over the microphone, so we've the chapel to ourselves. You won't get next nine or near the grotto with the crowds.
You mean there are two statues involved?
Did you think it was just one, Ashley? Haha, no half measures here. Does he need help with the camera or anything?
He's done this a million times.
Have you?
Interviewed people or done stories on moving statues?
You don't see many women reporters out and about on location. Usually just sitting in the newsroom.
Welcome to 1985, Father.
Oh no, I'm not saying you shouldn't be. It's just... Does it not be dangerous?
I'm not in a war zone. I'm in a church in Waterford. Unless you think I shouldn't be here.
The church welcomes everyone.
Is that right?
Sorry, George.
I'm just making the sound of lightning, Father. It's a tick. Got the footage I needed. I'm gonna go grab the mics.
Yeah, grand.
Cool. Just be a minute.
Stations of the Cross, right? Those carvings around the church?
It is indeed. Feel free to have a closer look. The steps Jesus took on his way to the crucifixion. You're not religious yourself.
Did you ever think it's a bit grim? Depictions of torture over people's bowed heads as they pray?
I used to, actually. Before I was a priest.
When was that?
5 years ago.
Not a priest that long, so?
No. I was married. Had 2 kids.
What? Really?
Yes. God rest them.
Oh. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's all right. You probably heard about it, actually, considering your line of work. Danny Rossiter.
Oh, my God. Shit. Sorry. I mean... Sorry.
You're grand. Are you wondering which of the killings it was?
I mean... Yes?
The second family. Where they found the kids in the shed out the back.
They never found your wife.
Some people wonder if she's really dead. No body and all that. She is, though. She speaks to me when I'm asleep.
I don't know what to say.
You're wondering what she says to me?
Well, yes. It seems you really don't have a problem with speaking about it.
I know they've found peace and are in heaven. And that, in turn, gives me peace.
So what does she say?
She tells me about what he did to her and the children. The pain.
That's terrible.
She tells me that after a certain point, after many things had been done, she didn't want to live.
Did she say where she is?
Her body?
Yes.
In a way.
And you don't think it's just a dream you're having?
She actually encouraged me to become a priest, to serve a higher power. She knew it would save me. And she was right. I've never been happier.
Weren't you maybe angry with God for allowing what happened to happen?
God gave us free will. He can't reach down and move our hands.
But he can move a statue.
Got him.
Great. Where do you want me?
We'll get you sitting up by the statue, so when you're chatting, we'll see it over your shoulder.
That sounds good.
Have I got a story for you?
As you can see from the crowds gathered, the community has come out in force to celebrate and worship the glory of God. If ever proof was needed of his power, not one but 2 miracles have taken place in the space of hours.
Can you tell us what you saw, Father?
I was making sure the grotto of Our Lady was spick and span when a parishioner ran up to tell me of the first instance. But before she even began, we heard a sound and we turned. And there it was. Mary was looking towards us with her arms outstretched in welcome, her beautiful eyes looking down in a blessing.
What did the statue look like before? Were the hands different?
No, they were always like that.
So, sorry, how did it move exactly?
Her face looked down towards us for a moment.
Is that all?
I think a statue even moving slightly is unusual, don't you?
Maybe it was the sun in your eyes.
We both saw it.
Perhaps you were both caught up in the excitement.
Or it moved.
And what did this one do? Behind you.
This one is Our Lady. It's not just a lump of marble.
But the other one is Our Lady too. Having a couple of them kind of dilutes the specialness, does it not?
No.
What did she do?
Well, 2 of the parishioners were sweeping the chapel and they said that they saw...
They saw? So you didn't see it?
I don't take them to be liars.
You don't?
No.
Everyone outside is taking them and you at your word. In total, 3 people said something, and that big crowd outside is gathered because of what 3 people said.
They're gathered because the statues moved.
How did this one move?
She turned her face towards the parishioners and then...
Did she cry?
George, what are you doing? We're recording.
Did they say she cried?
No, just...
Cried blood.
George.
Because she's doing it now.
Oh, well now.
My God. What are you doing?
I'm kneeling to pray.
Get up.
I used to be an altar boy.
Get up and grab that camera, you sap. And make sure to get this.
Hey, what are you doing?
The stuff on the face. I need to check it.
You shouldn't touch it, Ashley.
It could be water with rust in it or something dripping from the ceiling.
You can't let her do this.
I'm not going to, Ashley. I'm not recording this.
Are you a reporter or what?
I'm a Catholic first.
Never stopped you from doing other stuff.
That was before I saw a statue cry blood.
Then you should want to know for sure if it's real.
All right, but just let him check it.
The priest? Why?
You know why.
But I want to hear you say it.
Because if it is a miracle, I don't think you should be touching it.
Because she's not a priest.
He means because I'm a lesbian.
You know I don't mind, but this is the church, Ashley.
The church is for everyone, according to Father Finbar.
We can have a little chat about that. What you are isn't, you know, legal.
Sorry, are you too cracked? There's a lump of marble with blood coming out of its eyes, and you're focusing on this.
So you do think it's blood?
We'll know soon enough.
Hey, come down from there.
Put a hand on me and you'll never see a statue moving again.
Well, just be careful.
Let me help you up onto the ledge.
Nah, we're done, George. Oh, there's not much space for my feet.
Put your arms around the statue for balance.
She's cold.
Wrap your arms around so you don't fall.
God. There's a smell. It's foul.
A smell of what?
It's rotten. Oh. I smelled it before, but I can't place it.
Can you reach her face?
She's taller than she looked on the ground. I just need to reach.
Careful!
Got it! It feels... I think this is blood. Who's screaming?
Dear Jesus.
What?
Look at her face.
Ashley! Take her feet.
Is that her blood?
Tram, Orbo, Ebola.
What's she saying?
I think she's speaking in tongues.
Oh God, I don't.
Bring her through here.
It's dark anyway. Hello? Oh God. Who's under the bed? I'm just gonna lean over and look under at you. Don't be afraid. I'm just...
Ashley!
You're awake anyway.
Last chance.
I don't want any. Thanks. How's the head?
Throbbing, but I'll live.
Has it stopped bleeding?
I didn't even know that it was bleeding.
No stitches required, so that's a surprise with a wallop. Here you go. Get that into you.
Thank you. Ah! Hot. Did you not think maybe you shouldn't put someone who was knocked out into bed?
What did you want us to do with you?
An ambulance, George.
Your head isn't bleeding anymore.
You were speaking in tongues, Ashley. When we were carrying you, tram, orble, evolvula, entel, other stuff, you were repeating it over and over.
Speaking rubbish. I'd nearly brain myself.
You didn't look like yourself.
Something was in you. And now it's gone.
I thought something was under the bed, all right.
No. In you. A Holy Spirit. And then it left as if it was exorcised.
Oh, please, don't attempt.
An exorcism was one of Jesus' miracles.
I'd roll my eyes, but my head would take off with the pain.
What were his other miracles?
Healing the sick.
The bump on your head should have been more than a bump, Ash.
Oh, piss off.
There was blood.
Speaking of which, the stuff on the statue will need to be sent away for testing. It's the only way to know if it's blood.
What else could it be?
I already said it could be water dripping from the ceiling.
It wasn't.
Or it could be condensation gathering in the eye sockets. A change in temperature and it rolls down the statue's face.
Red condensation.
That's what you're finding weird.
Are you a scientist or a reporter? Shouldn't you just be popping up and saying, then this happened, then this happened?
I'm a journalist. I investigate and record so that I can say, then this happened.
The camera isn't on to record, so there's no point in you throwing about theories.
I am. I'm on.
But if it's not on, you have no proof of what you said. It will be a case of, I swear this happened, but you have to believe me.
Which is exactly what is happening with those who supposedly witnessed this statue nonsense.
It's not fucking nonsense! You saw it turn its head to you. You felt the blood on your fingers and you sit there. I can't even call you a doubting Thomas because at this stage you've not just touched the wound of Christ, you've rammed your arm in up to the shoulder.
You saw it, Ashley, you did.
I'm not talking to you, you traitor.
What's that supposed
to... November 1643. Rottweil, Germany. Our Lady of the Turning Eyes. 42 people witnessed a figure of the Madonna cry, move her head to look from the heavens to the earth, speak. Did all 42 lie? 1953. Syracuse in Sicily. Scientists agreed, and many bishops confirmed that the tears that rolled down the beautiful cheeks of the statue of the Madonna cradling the body of Jesus Christ, they confirmed that they were human tears. Why? Why would they do that?
Because...
1960. Hempstead, New York. Crowds flocked to see a weeping icon that's a painting to you.
I know what
flocked
an
icon... in their hundreds. To a simple home where an icon of Our Lady cried for our sins. And then the icon was carried to the local church surrounded by hundreds of people. And the priest appeared on the news and everyone believed him. These are examples of miracles.
They are phenomena.
People around the world witnessed these things happen. And all felt at peace. All smelled incense and roses. You are stopping others from feeling that peace.
They smelled incense. I smelled something clinging to that statue, but it certainly wasn't that. It took me a second to place it. I smelled death. The stench of rot.
Maybe because you yourself are rotten inside.
That's too much now.
You
wouldn't
want
let me
to
touch it.
Because there was something incredible happening. Some incredible things.
They are not miracles.
What do you want? For the man upstairs to change your tea into wine?
He can't now. You've smashed the cups on the floor.
What will prove it to you?
I don't know. The loaves and the fishes. Magic up some bread.
Come on!
Stop shouting at her.
How about raising the dead?
How about it?
Oh, you're ruining it. You're both ruining it.
Don't think he can't do it.
That was a really beautiful moment for me earlier, and it's being wrecked.
The Lord heard Elijah's cry, and the boy's life returned to him, and he lived.
Who the hell is Elijah?
Elijah picked up the child and carried him down from the room into the house.
I'm actually so embarrassed now. I'm so embarrassed.
He gave him back to his mother and said, "Look, your son is alive."
Where are you going with this rant?
What if I could show you proof of a resurrection?
Stop it now. You can't. Just stop talking.
God can bring anyone back.
Then get him to bring back your wife.
Get up. Get a coat on and come down with me to the grotto.
Where are you going now?
Closing this door. That was a setup.
So you're talking to me now? Sorry, what an odd...
George! Why does he know so much about this stuff? He rattled off dates and places where these kinds of things had happened before.
He probably looked it up after the statues moved.
Really? See, that's why you're the cameraman. Do you not feel like he was leading the conversation?
I feel kind of heartbroken, to be honest.
He doesn't, though. Talking about his murdered family. It's nearly like a badge of honour. Look what I overcame.
Can we just leave?
Not a hope. I want to see how he wangles his way out of this one.
Says the woman who saw a statue move and cry blood and who spoke in tongues.
Sure, I'm never happy.
Down here is the second statue that moved. It's a grotto. You can see the shape of the mound from here.
Whoa.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm grand. Just the wet grass and the heavy camera.
Father Finbar... Why does God need to move statues or make them cry in order to get our attention?
Well, he makes the sun come up over the earth and he populated the sky with birds and the sea with fish. But that doesn't seem to swing it for you lot. Every one of us came from the rib of Adam, which apparently isn't a showstopper either. But a bit of marble moves and that's high drama. That gets you talking.
It should just be about faith.
It should be about faith. But sometimes people need a kickstart. Which is what I'm about to give you both.
What time is it? There's no one about.
It's coming up to 12. I'm sure everyone's in their beds. What else is there to do when RTE finishes for the night?
Go clumping about in fields, apparently.
Right. This will do. Is there a light on your camera, Curious George?
Yep.
Set it up. Record me talking.
No. Tell me first.
What do you mean?
Tell me first what you've brought us down here for. Tell me the proof, and I'll decide whether to turn it on. I'm not here as your assistant.
There's no need to be rude. I thought you'd want to get God's message out to the world.
I do, if it's God's message.
Are all you cameramen alike? Dog's manners.
Oh, you've a lot of experience of working with cameramen, have you?
When the kids were found, with their heads smashed up in the shed, and the police had me do a video call-out on the news, to see if we could get my wife returned. That time.
I'm sorry.
The other fellow was sorry as well, when I complained to the press ombudsman. Can't be talking to grieving fathers like that.
You've never seemed very grief-stricken.
Well, it's because I'm not. Now. I was back then. But events have shown me there's eternal life. Oh, it's nippy, isn't it?
Freezing.
We say a little prayer beside the grotto before we begin.
No, I won't be doing that. Can you show us proof of a resurrection, Father? It's very late, it's very cold, and we've a long drive back in the dark.
All right, then. Can you remember what you said when you spoke in tongues?
I haven't a notion.
I can. A bit. Only because you kept repeating it. Tram, Orbel... Evila Entel.
Ogor e dung ear. Then again. Tra mor.
I'm not getting it.
Tra mor bali volan tullo gori dungir.
Place names. That's what I was supposedly repeating.
Indeed.
And what's the significance, according to you?
They're all the places where I hid parts of my wife.
Jesus Christ!
Now don't run, because I'm very big and you're not. I'll have your head smashed with this rock in seconds.
I'm starting to think so much for the Danny Rossiter story. It wasn't him, was it?
Danny Rossiter always beat the children's heads in. So that's what I did, hoping I could pass it off as another one of his. And I succeeded. But he wouldn't have been blamed if they found my wife, because I made a complete balls of her. There was a certain way he used to torture and cut up the women, and I got it completely wrong. You'd know in 5 minutes it was an amateur. So I couldn't leave her body to be found the way it was.
Chop, chop.
Exactly. And then I went on a big drive, so that if they found a hand in Tremor, that's all they'd find in Tremor. They'd never find all the parts.
I think I know where this is leading.
I doubt it.
Despite this revelation just now.
Good word.
You're very religious. Always were. The irony.
Oh, she's on to something.
Am I right to think you were feeling guilty about burying the parts in unconsecrated ground?
Yes. So...
You buried the pieces of her beneath religious statues?
If not in the grotto mud, in walls, in baseboards.
So that's... not God moving the statues, reaching out their hands in supplication, making them cry blood, making them scream, it's...
Mary.
Your wife. Crying for help. She was... telling me the places she was. I even think she tried to get me up out of the bed to run away.
She wasn't religious. So, it must be awful for her to cry out for help, and smiling hordes drop to their knees in response and call out her name while blood runs down her face. Us Catholics have never had a problem with pain depicted above our heads.
But why did you kill them?
Oh, I fucking hated them. Is there a better reason?
Why did you become a priest then? Why not just...
I always wanted to be one. But I stupidly got married, didn't I? You can't get a divorce and become a priest, Ashley. Not in this country.
What's the big whoop about priesthood?
I like people being afraid of me. It makes me feel good. I mean, Mary didn't start moving and crying till I was ordained. It even seemed to have inspired her.
Are you looking forward to going to hell?
Not if I confess. And see, this is the thing. What's one more person in the grand scheme? Sure, I might as well be hung for a sheep as a lamb.
You'll get what's coming to you.
We'll see. Nearly there. Ah, Mary. You're here.
It's all coming down.
What has proven to be an unusual summer across the country, reports continue to flood in of eyewitnesses claiming to have seen moving statues of Our Lady. with others telling reporters they have seen the statues weeping. There's been a party atmosphere in many towns across Ireland as visitors flock to catch sight of what many are describing as miracles. The latest report comes from Ballyvillane. It follows previous sightings in places such as Gorey, Tullow and Tramore. In other news, three people died when a stone grotto collapsed. The bodies of parish priest Father Finbar Greeley, reporter Ashley Bowden and cameraman George...
Whatever Way the Light Hits It starred Margaret McAuliffe as Ashley, Donica O'Dea as Father Finbar, Steve Murray as George, and special appearance by Anne Doyle as herself. It was written and directed by Peter Dunn and produced and edited by Liam Geraghty. You can keep updated with all things Petrified on Twitter and Instagram at petrified_pod. Petrified is funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television licence fee.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.